This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Just days to spare, the U.S. Senate gives final approval to a debt ceiling deal, sending it to President Joe Biden. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
On this vote, the yeas are 63, the nays are 36. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
And with that, the debt ceiling budget package negotiated between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy goes to the president for his signature. While the final bill leaves neither Republicans nor Democrats fully pleased, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
"We knew we'd need to come together for a solution like the one that passed tonight. And so I'm happy to stand here passing this critical legislation to support our families, preserve vital programs, and most importantly, avoid catastrophic default."
In a statement, Biden calls the bipartisan agreement a big win for our economy and the American people. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Moscow said Thursday it overcame a Ukrainian attempt to penetrate its southwestern border as it pounded Kyiv with missiles, killing three, including a child. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The Ukrainian capital has faced nearly nightly air raids in May and an unusual daytime attack on Monday that sent residents running for shelter. As Kyiv deployed its air defenses against a fresh volley of Russian missiles, Moscow said it pushed back an attempt by Ukrainian troops to invade its southwestern Belgorod region at about 3 a.m. local time. The Russian Defense Ministry said the attack involved up to 70 militants, 5 tanks, 4 armored vehicles, and 8 trucks. It said it used air force and artillery to repel the attacks, killing more than 50 Ukrainian fighters. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com.